This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. A massive fire has swept through Brazil's oldest museum. That fire consumed the 200-year-old building, the National Museum, and its 20 million artifacts. Museum's website says the building contained more than 20,000 items related to the history of the country and other countries as well, and numerous items from Brazil's royal family. There was no immediate indication that anyone was killed or injured in the blaze that started after the museum closed on Sunday. The chief of the UN agency, which helps Palestinian refugees, is promising continued aid for Palestinians, even as the United States says it's ending its financial contribution to that agency. American University Professor Emeritus Russell Stone says the Trump administration made the decision to end the funding for the UN Relief and Works Agency without consulting its foreign affairs and Middle East advisors.
Cutting the funding so drastically, up to 40% of the total support for UNRWA, could lead to unrest that could result in anti-Israel demonstrations, that could result in stimulating terrorist actions.
Trump administration cut the funding to UNRWA, calling the organization irredeemably flawed. UNRWA provides health care, education, social services to Palestinians in the West Bank and elsewhere. U.S. military plans pulling nearly all U.S. commandos from Niger and shutting down most elite counterterrorism units across Africa. U.S. military outposts in Cameroon, Kenya, Libya, and Tunisia would also be closed if U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis approves the plans. Some U.S. defense officials oppose the plan to close down military posts, saying it could cut American influence at a time when China and Russia's is on the rise. This is VOA News. Pakistan has dismissed as incorrect reports the United States has canceled $300 million in military aid to the country, saying Washington owed the money to Islamabad for expenses incurred in fighting terrorism. This also comes after the U.S. military said it had taken final steps to cancel that funding. AP's Ben Thomas reporting.
The Pentagon says the decision to end the aid was made due to a lack of decisive actions by Pakistan in support of the U.S. strategy for pressuring the Taliban and bringing the Afghan conflict to a political solution. Taliban leaders use Pakistan as a sanctuary. The move comes at a delicate moment in U.S.-Pakistani relations following the election of a new prime minister.
It's going to be equal partnership. We are ready to fight out terrorism.
Lawmaker Faisal Vada.
But we will not fight out their war, their selected war, and kill our own people, you know.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is expected in Islamabad this week. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Two Reuters journalists in Myanmar have been convicted of violating the country's secrecy laws and sentenced to 7 years in prison. They were arrested last December after meeting with two police officers and were given a stack of documents. They were charged with violating the Official Secrets Act. Both men have denied asking for the documents. The late U.S. Senator and war hero John McCain was buried Sunday at his college alma mater, the U.S. Naval Academy, after a week of remembrances like what his daughter Megan said at his memorial service when she spoke of the country her father proudly served.
The America of John McCain is generous and welcoming and bold. She is resourceful and confident and secure. She meets her responsibilities. She speaks quietly because she is strong. America does not boast because she has no need to. The America of John McCain has no need to be made great again because America was always great.
In his eulogy, former U.S. President George W. Bush said McCain was honorable, always recognizing that his opponents were still patriots and human beings.
The world is smaller for his departure, and we will remember him as he was, unwavering, undimmed, unequal.
McCain was a former aviator who was a prisoner of war in Vietnam for more than 5 years. He died August 25th at age 81 after a year-long battle with brain cancer. Today is a national holiday in the United States. It's known as Labor Day. It honors the American labor movement and the contributions of its workers. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, always available on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to your doors again today, in your living rooms, wherever you are, in the taxi cab. So stay close, because today I'm going to take your minds back. And our first stop today is Democratic Republic of Congo, with the most popular Mario by Dr. Franco and the TPOK Jazz. And right after that, oh, my favorite tune, Lunchtime by Gabriel Omolo of Kenya. But first, let's enjoy this all-time classic, Mario by Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Oh, Mario, luka ta mwasi moko bala. Mario musalo be kulinga ba mama mobokoli. Basuka yote. Ah.
Lelo makambo lobi makambo na lembi e. Lelo bitumba lobi kosona e na baye e. Na boyiko baby sanzoto na matanka.
Kulinga kapesi bazai na mbongo Yoka ndengi azaliko kabayo Na mitema ya basipe na mibali Yumo tozai na badiplon mitano Mario Sala kameme foro luka mosala Mario Pona nini ozako baby saka usambu sa kombo nobo Mario Ah, alembi
Ba protinga na pakolaka Zoto eko masembe sembe Oko pete gana soka Lobi na sua maladi ya kanser Lobi tango na kopola yo, kimi na ye, Mario na ba ye, Mario na lembi ye.
Ba familia Mario bakani saka, Mario ape saka nga mosoro, nzo ganga moto na lati saka ye, na le isaka ye, na lali saka ye, Mario na lembi ye.
Merci, Mario. Mario, mon salaco fait de la gâte banadi coco. Banangoya yo. Olingo beba mama mo bokoli.
African beats whale. Let's take some messages from our Facebook friends. And this one says, hello, David Vandy. My name is Idris Adam, BSc in brackets, from Bujode, Nigeria. And I'm a regular listener of the African Beat Show. I love you and your show, David. And please play some beautiful music for me. And I'll so much appreciate it. Idris Adamu from Bujode. Well, let's enjoy the good music now from the old school days. Gabriel Omolo of Kenya and Mario by the great Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo. You are listening to The African Beat, coming to you live from Washington, D.C. on The Voice of America. And I am David Vandy here today, bringing you old school, the African Beat way.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back. The old school African Beat continues, this time to Sierra Leone, Gumbu by Dr. Freddy and the Super Combo Kings. And after that, I Don't Care by Eric Agyeman of Ghana. But first, Gumbu with the Super Combo Kings of Sierra Leone. I Don't Care, Eric Aguirre, Man of Ghana. And before that, Ngombu with Dr. Freddy and the Super Combo Kings of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat. Are you just joining me right now? Then it's a pleasant welcome to the show that brings happiness into your homes. Smiles on your faces wherever you are. Put on your dancing shoes and get ready to slide. Because more music, old-time music, will be coming for you right after this. I'll be right back.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Here is an email now which comes from Mogadishu in Somalia. And the sender is Abdi Nasir Ali. And he says, "Hi, David Vandy. How are you?" "Well, I'm fine." "I'm sure you're fine." "I really love this super show of yours, for it is a very nice show. Everybody loves it. You are really the president of the African Beat, and we are the followers of your order. I really love listening to this super show. Sometimes when I am busy, I miss the chance of listening. I regret it. And listen again from the MP3 in the page of VOA. David, you have really done a super job for us. Africans are proud of you, and we wish you well every time, any day. Thanks so much, Abdi Nasir Ali of Mogadishu, Somalia." Thank you very much for that beautifully worded letter there, Abdi Nasir. Well, I hope I continue to keep you satisfied with more music as we move along. Don't forget, today is old school, the African Beat way. And right now, I take you to Mali with Naini Jebate in Dinkole. And after that, Brigadier Sabari by Alpha Blondy, Africa's reggae king from Cote d'Ivoire. And Beto by Charlotte Mbango of Cameroon. But first, Dinkole with Naini Jebate of Mali. And here is another email from Bolanle Ojo, and he writes, "Hello, David, from the United Arab Emirates. Wow, do you listen to me right over there? Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. You are doing a great job. Well done. I just finished watching you on CNN. It would be a great pleasure to be on your show someday. I am a Nigerian. I do traditional gospel, African music, poetry, and chants. And I know I'll be on the African beat someday." Definitely, Bolanle, you will be on the African beat when the album is out. Let me get a copy of it. You can also send it as an MP3 copy to my email and also your bio. Then we can start talking about it and playing your music on the show. Thank you so much for writing to the African beat from the United Arab Emirates. We appreciate your effort. Now let's get on with some music. This is the African beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Van Lee.
Baby,
by Charlotten Bango of Cameroon. Before that, Brigadier Sabari by Alpha Blondie of Cote d'Ivoire. And Dinkole by Naini Diabaté of Mali. The African Beat on the Voice of America. With yours truly, David Vandy, right here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records for you. And I come to your door Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. And let's continue with some more music. Nigeria is our next stop. Onyeka Onwenu. Oh, how I love this lady. Hallelujah is the track. And right after that, I take you to South Africa with the Dark City Sisters in Tomati Yo-Yo. But first, Hallelujah by Onyeka Onwenu of Nigeria. The Dark City Sisters of South Africa and Hallelujah by Onyeka Onwenu of Nigeria. Well, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am sure you've enjoyed taking your minds back a little bit. I know you love this one, Jowanda, my friend and your family, and not forgetting all members of the African Beat fan club around the world. I am David Vanden here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
African Beats.